Yitzchok ben Avraham. Avraham Hoilid as Yitzchok. Avraham fathered Yitzchok. Famous question that Rashi asks over here and all the Mepharshim ask, that once it says Ve'ilat Hoilid as Yitzchok ben Avraham, why was it necessary to repeat Avraham Hoilid as Yitzchok? Rashi says a couple of pshatim. One pshat is that it wasn't Avram that was Hoilid as Yitzchok, it was Avraham. When he reached the Madrega of Avraham, the Avraham in Goyim, he gave birth to Yitzchok. Another pshat Rashi says is that the Leitzanei Hador, they said me Abimelech nis Avra Sarah, that Sarah conceived a child from Abimelech. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He made the face of Yitzchok look exactly like Avraham. I once heard a Meir de Kipshat on why the Torah has to say Avraham Hoilid as Yitzchok. One can never overstate the role of a parent in the chinuch of his child. It takes chokhmah, kazal sech anoich lanar al pidarkai, gam ki yaskim al yosar mimenu. It takes chokhmah, it takes fortitude, it takes patience. But after all is said and done, after all of the chinuch, and after all of the methodology, and all of the patience, and all of the psychology, the Chofetz Chaim says that how a child turns out is not totally in the parent, it's totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, you find that many people that do a great job, a wonderful job of chinuch, and the children don't turn out the way they would like them. We don't have to go any further than Avraham Avinu, who had a Yishmael, and Yitzchok Avinu had an Esav. Chazal say that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, one of the greatest personalities in the history of Klal Yisrael, that in his time he elevated the level of Liman HaTorah to such an extent that even Tinoikis, little children, were fluent in the most intricate halachas of Taharis. That was Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Both his father and his son were Rishayim. His father was Achaz, a Rosh HaGomer, and Achaz had a Chizkiyah. Chizkiyahu was a tzaddik gomer, and he had Menashe HaMelech that brought terrible hesed on Klal Yisrael. So you see from over here that after all of the chinuch and after all of the tzidkus and everything, it's not muchruch that a person's child will turn out the way he wants him to be. That takes tremendous siyata d'shmaya. I remember years ago when I lived in Cleveland, so they had a panel for the women in chinuch, discussing chinuch. So one of the Rebbetzins there was asked to be on a panel. This Rebbetzin had children, Baruch Hashem, they were all big B'nai Torah. So they figured she's an expert on raising children. They asked her to be on this panel. So she said, to be on such a panel, you have to get newlyweds. They have the answers to everything. They know exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to raise and how they're going to... But someone has gone through life and they've done it, they know that they don't have the answers to everything. After all is said and done, they can't give you a clear hadrach. That's something only newlyweds know. It's all told in siyata d'shmaya. So it's not muchruch that a parent, no matter how good he will be, that he will be the cause of the child being good. Here the Torah is being made to us. Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham hoilid as Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was moilid Yitzchak. It is impossible any other way that there could have been a Yitzchak, an Oyla Tamima, that was Nechid al Gabi Mizbeach, that every fiber of his was given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the single most greatest schus that Klal Yisrael had, that was impossible without an Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, who reached the Madrega of Avraham HaMoyen, Avraham Avinu, that in the beginning, before the 10 Nesyonis even began, or the first of the Nesyonis, he already was Moshe Nefesh HaKidosh Hashem. And from there he was Oyla and Oyla and Oyla and Oyla to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And finally, when he was Mal himself, he became Avraham. It was impossible to have a Yitzchak unless you would have an Avraham. Avraham Hoyled as Yitzchak. Under regular circumstances, we say, it's not good, not Muchruch. But over here, Avraham Hoyled as Yitzchak. Similarly, in last week's parasha, it says, "Vayavi Avraham lispoid l'sara v'livkaisa." Avraham came to eulogize Sarah and to cry over her. So the Medrash says, "Mehechon bo." Where did he come from? He came from Har HaMoriah. So the Mepharshim ask, like, what does the Medrash want to know where he came from? Am I not going to where he came from? Because he came to be Masbeder. So I believe the Ksav Sefer says, "Mehechon bo." Where did he come from? What point did he make in the Hasbid? He said, such a woman that was married with a son, that was brought on Haram Ayriya, that is the biggest Hekaka who Sarah was. Where was he coming from when he was mastered Sarah? May Haram Ayriya. If such a child was born, it must have been from Sarah Yimeng. And that's the same thing over here, Avraham Hayled as Yitzchak. It had to be an Avraham that was Mayled Yitzchak, otherwise it couldn't have been. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenoichach Ishtay. And Yitzchak davened to Hashem opposite his wife, on behalf of his wife. The Lashon Vayetar is a strong Lashon of Tefillah from the word Osar. Osar is a pitchfork. It turns over the hay. The Tefillahs of Yitzchak have to turn over the Teva. So a stronger Lashon of Tefillah. And what does it say afterwards? Vayei Osar Loi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he listened to him. And Rashi says, a triple Lashon over here of listening to Avraham Avinu. Rashi uses a Lashon. Nispatzer, Vinispayes, Vinispater. Nispatzer, he was convinced. Vinispayes, he was appeased. Vinispater, he was enticed by the tefillahs of Avraham Avinu. So Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld asks the question, first of all, why a triple Lashon? Hashem listened to him. Why does Rashi have to say over here, Nispatzer, Vinispayes, Vinispater? What is this triple Lashon? Second of all, why the Klal is such a need for tefillah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised Avraham Avinu that the future of Klal Yisrael depends on Yitzchak. Ki bi Yitzchak ki karu lechazara, the seed of Avraham will be carried over by Yitzchak, which means he's going to have children. So why was it the Klal necessary to daven so much over here? So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says a pshat. Ramayan Kotler heard this pshat. He said that the pshat had to have been said with Ruach HaKadosh. Yosef Chaim says zich. For the etzem, children, enochinami, you know, could be it didn't need that much tefillah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that if Rivka would give birth now, an Esav would come onto this world. And if Esav would come onto this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be forced to shorten the life of Avraham Avinu. We know that Avraham Avinu's life was shortened by 5 years so that he shouldn't see Esav Yotze L'Tar Mishra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't do so fast. To take Avraham Avinu, the Av HaMongoyim, the Tzadik Hador, to take him away from this world, that was a very difficult thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do. So Vayetar Yitzchak, Yitzchak had to daven. Yitzchak didn't realize it meant taking Avraham Avinu away. He had to daven hard. And finally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened, Nispatov, Vinispayez, Vinispatzer, it took 3 types of Lashonis to convince Hashem to bring Esav into the world, even though it meant Avraham Avinu leaving this world 5 years early. That's what Shachar Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said. But then he put the icing on the cake. The words of Ayei Oser Loi Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, the way the Torah spells it, is Begematria 748. The words Chomesh Shonim is Begematria 748. The reason why you needed Vayei Oser Loi Hashem, that he should finally give in to begin with, you could have granted it easily. Vayei Oser Loi Hashem, he was finally masking 748 to the Chomesh Shonim that he'd have to take Avraham Avinu away 5 years earlier. On these words, Vayei Oser Loi Hashem, Rashi says, Loi v'loila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Yitzchak Avinu and not to Rivka. Why? L'pishayin edayimah, tefillah sadik ben sadik, l'tefillah sadik ben rasha. Because you can't compare the tefillah of a tzadik, the son of a tzadik, to the tefillah of a tzadik, the son of a rasha. So there are some that ask the question that I would think logically it should be just the opposite. Tzadik ben tzadik. He grew up in the home of a tzadik. Things came easily to him. You know, that's not such a great accomplishment. A tzadik ben Rasha, he grew up in a house of Rishayim, the way Rivka did. She grew up with a brother of Rasha, with a father that's a Rasha, and still she managed to become Rivka Imenu. That should be a much greater thing. So why did Rashi say, why did Chazal say, it's not done with the tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik to the tefillah of a tzadik ben Rasha? Various Pratimers said, but this year, I saw a pshat that I never saw before from Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm. He says, Meiridik, the essence of tefillah is lowering yourself to be machmiya yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be standing in front of the Melech, to acknowledge, Rabbeinu Shloim, I am nothing, and I don't have the kaikas on my own to do what I have to do, and I'm coming on to you and I'm asking you to grant me parnosa or to grant me hatzlocha in this endeavor, because without you I am nothing. The mitzvah of tefillah is to be machmir yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is much harder for a tzaddik ben tzaddik to be machmir himself than a tzaddik ben Rasha. Tzaddik ben Rasha, he comes from a background of ill repute. So he himself, he doesn't become a balgaivinik l'chachila. So to be machmir himself in tefillah is not such a great thing. Well, hepech, a tzaddik ben tzaddik very often, oh, you know where I come from? My mom said, I come from a gevaldige yichus. And myself, he thinks, also, I'm going in the right way. Because, you know, I also have my egos chusim. So for such a person, it's not so easy to be machmiring himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It may very well be that a tzaddik ben Rosh Hashanah gabi other things has a madrega that a tzaddik ben tzaddik doesn't have. As I'll say, b'mokim shebal tshuva oimin apilu tzaddik gomer niyachalam. There's certain things about tshuva that a tzaddik gomer doesn't have. But in this singing of tefillah that involves hachnor, a tzaddik ben tzaddik by nature finds it hard to be machmiyeh himself, and even if he's an honor, but subconsciously he thinks, I have schusavis, I have my egin schusim, so to lower himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a much more difficult thing. Meila, by tefillah, and the doing with tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik, with tefillah tzaddik ben rasha, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to Yitzchok Avinu. By his right to Habonim Bikirba. And the children, Rashi says, two pshatim and by his right to, either it's a lashon of running, this one ran to the house of the base medrash, this one ran to Avodah Zarah. Vatimer, and she said, and others say, by his right to is a lashon of fighting. Vatimer, and she said, in Cain, Lamazan, and I yourself, like, why do they want children? Vatelech, Lidrashis Hashem, she went to seek out the word of Hashem. Vayomer Hashem lo, she went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eber. Hashem told her, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, two nations are in your stomach. Ushnei Lu'umim Me'ayach Yiparedu, and two kingdoms will split from your womb. Ulo'oyimim Ulo'oyim Ye'emot, one kingdom will be stronger than the other. V'rab Ya'avayit Shoyer. And it seems that from this answer, Rivka Imeni was a slave, she was comforted by it. What exactly was the comfort over here? Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. What did she want to know? What was bothering her? And what exactly was clarified to her over here by the word of Hashem, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech? Many different shotim said, but this year I'd like to say a pirish that I found in the Sefer Kehilas Yitzchak. Rivkin Maynard thought, she realized she was having twins, but she thought that the twins will both be from one nation. Twins from one nation, and they're fighting with each other? What kind of a kiyum could such a nation have if there's a lack of achdus? United we stand, divided we fall. If they're fighting with each other already in the mother's womb, and they're going to be one nation and came almost, this is what I want. I want a nation that's going to fight. A nation that fights is not going to have a kiyum. Hatelech Lidrus is Hashem. So there they told her, no, it's not one nation. Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, it's two separate nations. And each nation by itself, the nation of Klal Yisrael, that will talk to be Ba'avdus. And the other nation, you know, could be the Lab of Ba'avdus also. But you don't have to worry that these two children are not Ba'avdus with each other, other Rabbah. That's going to be their struggle for the rest of their life, because Shazeb comes in Eiffel. But Klal Yisrael on its own, it'll definitely be Ba'avdus. I read something today that I found so upsetting. So upsetting, that's a perfect example of how, when there's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael, what kind of a churban it could cause. One of the cities in Eretz Yisrael, they're having trouble now with the Arabs. The Arabs built a mosque. This mosque was not in existence since 1948. Since 1948, this mosque was Kharif. And all of a sudden, it was rebuilt now, and they're having trouble with the Arabs. Why? Because on the town board, they had a majority of Frumi Yidden on the town board. But the Frumi Yidden could not come to Achdus with each other to decide on who the mayor should be. So instead of electing a Frumi mayor with Frumi Hashkofis, they elected someone from the Kadima party. And this fellow from the Kadima party is more liberal and more open-minded, and he allowed them to build their mosque. You know, and now they have Tzaras from the Arabs. There's a perfect example of how a lack of Achdus could bring Churban into Klal Yisrael. Now they have their Tzaras cut out for them. Now they have major issues with them. At best of shot, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. She was worried. How could it be that if they're fighting, that Klal Yisrael would have a cure? They assuaged her. They're not both from the same nation, but the nation itself will taka be ba'achdus. Halavai, halavai, we should taka be zoiche, that they should be ba'achdus. Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld says a beautiful pshat over here. How, what this inyan of shnei goyim v'vitnei, u'shnei l'umim v'me'achim pareinu, loim v'loim yamotz, v'rav yavoyit so'ir. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Yuma, that if a woman is expecting a child, comes Yom Kippur and she has an urge, she smells food and she has an urge to eat, it's a sakana for her not to eat. So what do you do on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says that they used to whisper in the mother's ear, today's Yom Kippur, not supposed to eat today, and that will calm the child down and it's not going to eat. The Gemara brings down a couple of mice once they tried it on a woman and the child had to calm down and it didn't eat, and that child ended up being Rabbi Yochanan. And Lehepach, they tried it on another woman and the child still insisted on eating, they had to feed her, and this ended up being Shapsa Yitzhaperi, who was a Rush. But you see that talking into the woman's ear, the child hears it and the child responds. So that was the ace over here, they said. They're fighting, they're pushing, they're both pushing to get out first, who's going to be on top? So the Eitzah was, you should whisper in her ear, they told her, the Rav Yavoyit So'ir, the older one is going to serve the younger one. Oh, now things calm down already. Nobody wanted to be the older one. Because if the older one, the one that comes out first, is going to have to work for the other one, it's not going to die to come out first. So that calmed them down, that comforted her, and mailed the pain of their rushing to get up first, that went away. How do we understand this inyan of Yitzchak wanting to give the brachas to Esav? He has the future Gadol Hador in his son Yaakov Avinu, is the future Gadol Hador. And he has Esav Harash. So he wants to give the brachas to Esav, and Yaakov Avinu, he doesn't want to give the brachas to, what's the pshat? In addition to that, Rav Hutna Zatzal was once in some hotel for a Shabbos, I think it was Parshas Telvez. And there was a Chassidus Yerov there, an Einiku of the Belzer Rebbes. He was giving a Chumash here, and he said that Esav Adukinat Yitzchak Avini. Esav fooled Yitzchak Avini. He fooled him, he made him think he was a tzaddik, and Yitzchak Avini was fooled. So afterwards, Rav Hutner, in his own inimitable way, he went over to this Rav, and he said, I heard that your Zayda had a shamish that was Oiran Koli Surim Shabbatayra. He was a gamut, he was a thief, he was Oiran Surim. And he did it under the nose of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe knew nothing about it the whole time. Oh, why can't it be? The Zayda got Ruach HaKodesh. My grandfather had Ruach HaKodesh, he Zichu would have known about it. So the emesis, the Rishach Shemahalach, that there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides things from Tzadikim. The Rishach Shemahalach, that by Yitzchak Avinu, it was the Ratzon Hashem for some reason, that Yaakov Avinu should get the brachas in this manner, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu taki hid it from Yitzchak Avinu, but Derech HaTeva, Yitzchak Avinu would not have been fooled, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu taki hid it. Now we're not going to speak about that Mahalach now. I want to mention a Mahalach more alpi, the Or Gidal Yohu, with others. And that is that Yitzchak Avinu Zichu was Makar who Esav was. Yitzchak knew that Esav was far from perfect. But he also saw tremendous kaychas in Esav. Esav had the midas hagvura. That doesn't just merely mean that he had physical kaychas. Yitzchak represented the midas hagvura, and Esav had an inner gvura. And Esav had tremendous kaychas. Not only was he a man of the field, a man that knew his way around. Medrash tells us he was good at trapping criminals. He was a great policeman. He was good at getting rid of crime. And Yitzchak Avinu felt, Yaakov Avinu, he's going to sit and learn. He has no shaykhus in Yonah D'Alma. He's going to be able to learn the Menuchas HaNefesh. Esav, his role in life will be to take care of the world, to make sure there's law and order, to make sure that the physical aspects are good, and the male will be able to support Yaakov Avinu, and it'll be sort of like a Yisachar and Zevulun deal. You know, the Yisachar will be Esav with his Givaldik Kaitis, and Yaakov Avinu will, the Zevulun will be Esav, and Yaakov Avinu will be like the Yisachar, or he doesn't have to know from Mili Baal. In addition to that, Hans Arnefeld says with a little bit of a different slant, in addition to that, Yitzchak Avinu felt that if Esav has this tendency of robbing, If I give him the brachas of Olam Hazeh, there'll be no need to rob. He has everything. What more does he need? Doesn't have to take away from anybody else. And lehepach, for Yaakov Avinu, Gashmius is not necessarily such a bracha. Adarabba, the Torah says, Vayishma and Yeshua and Vayivot, the more Gashmius a person has, it takes him away from Avodas Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, who's supposed to be the Ishtam Yeshiva Holam, if he has a Gashmius on his own, then it's going to take him away from his learning. So this way, it's a perfect match. Yitzchak Avinu, Esav will have all the Gashmius. Yaakov Avinu will be busy in the Oyel Shel Torah, and Esav will support him. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had different plans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted B'davke, the one that's the master of the Ruchnius, the one that the Shechinah rests upon, he has to be the master in Gashmius and Olam Hazeh. So that Yitzchak Avinu had his plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt not like that. Now, why did the brachas B'davke have to come to Yaakov Avinu in a way of trickery? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taker felt that Yaakov Avinu should get it, he should have let it know, you know, that Yaakov Avinu deserves the brachas. Why did it have to come in such a way that really, like a chila, Yitzchak wanted to give it to Esav, and then Yaakov Avinu had to get it through trickery? There's different pshatim on that as well. But one of the pshatim is it's a davar yadua, that anything that works out in the open, the satan has a way of ruining it. Anything that's great has to be done in a hidden way. If not, the satan has a way of ruining it. Chazal say that luchos rishonos that were given, Bereish Galia was given out in the open, it was given with the Maimon Har Sinai, and what happened? The satan had a way of getting them broken. Right? Luchos shnius were given more than sinner, and maybe the satan didn't have a shlita over it. Malchus beis David, we see throughout the generations, how did it come about in a totally crooked way? It started with the light with his two daughters. In you know, after Zdain, that his two daughters were Mizana with him. From that came out Amon and Moab, came Derek Snus. Yehuda and Tamar came about in a strange way. From that came Malchus Beis David. The Mice of Boyers and Rus, every single one of them looks like some sort of an affair that doesn't come out clean. But one of the pshatim that the Sfarim say is that anything that's great, a davar gadol, to avoid the satan getting his hands on it, it has to come in a roundabout way. It has to come in a way which is not straight out in the open. Memela over here was also the same thing. The tikkun of the world depends on Yaakov Avinu, the mufcha sheva avos, for him getting the bracha of Gashmius. And such a thing to happen, the satan wants to get his hands on, and the satan wants to ruin that at every opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davke had to make it in a way that lechatchila was meant for Esav, and at the last minute, boom, it was switched just like that. That's a mahalach in why HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davke wanted it to be done in that way. Vayomer, when Esav finally comes, he comes to Yitzchak. Yitzchak tells him, "Vayomer bo achicha b'mirma, vayikach b'chasecha. Your brother came with cleverness, and he took your brachas." So Unkulus Taiches over here, what does b'mirma mean? B'chuchmasa. He came with chacham. Now, cleverness, trickiness, that I can understand. But what was the gevaldige chacham over here? Like, what chacham was there involved? Tricky. That year. But why does Uncle say over here that it involved Chochem? So Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld again says a nifla de kipshat. He says there was a Chochem of Gedoyla. Why? Esav was timing that his father should get up and should eat again from his matanim. The reason why the eating of the matanim, the brachas were totally in eating, is because the eating that brings a special hanah, and there's hakoros type to the person that brought it, memelo the bracha is chav. So he says, "My father, there's still room for you to eat. So why don't you eat from my matanim also?" What did Yaakov do? Lechatchila, Yaakov it was Pesach by night. Pesach by night. See, Yaakov Avinu gave Yitzchak to eat from the Afikoman. After the Afikoman, he can't eat anything anymore. Memela, there was no more. Even if he had room to eat, he wasn't allowed to eat. That's the Bo Achicha B'mirma. So the uncle is tight, says, "B'chuchmasa." He came with chokhmah. Yaakov Avinu realized that Esav is going to want to give him food for the bracha to be chal. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? He fed him the afikoman. And then the icing on the cake, Kedarka Shalor Yosef Chaim, B'mirma. is Bigamatria 287. Afikoimon is Bigamatria 287. Just say one more word. At the end, when Esav is angry at Yaakov, Rivka Imenu tells Yaakov to run away to Laban, that Esav wants to kill him. She says, Loma Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. Why should I lose both of you in one day? Why did she think she was going to lose both of them in one day? Rashi says, Nisnisa bon Nevuah. Then the Nevuah came out, because eventually Taki Yaakov and Esav were nifter at about the same time when they were coming to bury Yaakov in the Maris HaMachpelah. So that's when Esav was Ma'arer, and that's when Esav's head rolled into the Maris HaMachpelah. So she had some sort of a feeling, there was a Nevuah there, that they were both going to be nifter at the same time. The Brisker Rav says, Ahafla de Kipshat. The Brisker Rav says, good things came out of Esav. Esav had Kaychus, we said before. Esav had Kaychus. And great people came from Esav throughout the generations. Make a little bit of a cheshbon. Avadya, the Navi, Avadya Ger Tzedek, the Navi, came from Edom. Unkulus HaGer came from Edom. The great, from the greatest of the Tanoim, Rav Meir, came from Edom. Antoninus, who was the emperor at the time of Yudanosi, he was Megayer, he came from Edom. Chazal tell us, Mivnei Bonar Shel Homon, Lomdu Torah Bivnei Brach. Throughout the generations, great people came from Edom. Great people came from Esav. So Rivka had hope for Esav as well, that Kedusha will come out from him. But Banet Vorem Amurim, when is it possible for great things to come out of Esav? If you have a Klal Yisrael, and you have a Bezdin that's able to be Megayer, the people that come from Esav, then the Kedusha will come out of Esav. But if Yaakov Avinu is going to be Nifter, and there isn't going to be an Esav of Klal Yisrael, then there's not going to be a Bezdin, Mimele won't be able to be Megayer them. So by losing Yaakov Avinu, in essence, she's going to be losing both of them at the same time, because then nothing can come good out of Esav. Loma Eshkal Shneich, Gam Shneich, and Yom Echad. By losing you, I'm Mimele going to be losing any good that's going to come out of Esav. A guten Shabbos, everybody. Thank you.